In previous episodes, we've talked about the differences between advocacy, government relations, and lobbying, and how several of those differences are enshrined in legislation in many jurisdictions. This episode of Before, Behind, and Between discusses the main types of advocacy we might see out there today, and how working in one or more of these types of advocacy might impact whether or not your organization is technically conducting lobbying. I recently provided advice to a small cash-strapped NGO that does some wonderful work in mental health. Times for them were once pretty good. Today, they have a bit more competition, specifically organizations competing for the same pools of government money. What struck me during that conversation with them was how many types of advocacy and thus how many projects this NGO was really needing. The need to promote the organization, the need to recruit volunteers, the need to reach out and tell their clients' stories to greater numbers of people, the need for more corporate and philanthropic input, the need to change a few laws here and there and make changes to one or two existing laws, and the need to remain eligible for and have access to government grants. The conversation got me reflecting on one of my previous books, Advocacy Explained, which details the various forms of advocacy, government relations, and lobbying. And the conversation echoed what I've heard from many NGOs, the fact that many types of advocacy activity are needed, coupled with the fact that few people in those NGOs fully appreciated the working differences between the main types of advocacy. While there are functions of advocacy that target budgets or the courts, a brand or the media, and of course there are more, advocacy typically can fall within the categories of grants, contract bidding, or public policy. And for those of you in the world of NGOs who require help with advocacy, know that each of these types or categories is highly specialized. Let's take grants, for example. There are people whose shining expertise and virtual sole focus is on grant writing. These folks know the lay of the land in government programs. They know what's available for funding, when to apply, and how to navigate the application process. They can typically produce a written grant or program funding application within hours. This process does not always require registration as a lobbyist, and this is the case in most jurisdictions. But grant advocates aren't necessarily specialized in requests for proposals, government contracts, procurement policies, or bidding. This is a whole other level of interaction and dialogue with public office holders, and almost always requires that the point person from your organization or on behalf of your organization be registered and comply with lobbying requirements in your jurisdiction. And then there's that segment of NGOs that focus on proposing new policies or laws, changing existing policies or laws, or altogether eliminating policies or laws. Advocacy in public policy may include petitions and public support, meeting with public office holders, submissions to government committees, or requests to provide expert opinion during public consultations. This is perhaps the grayest area of advocacy, as this one, public policy advocacy, is captured by lobbying compliance requirements in some jurisdictions and not in others. Within public policy advocacy, some types of interaction are exempt from lobbying regulations, and others are not. And some work and types of employment or past employment might also not fall within lobbying compliance requirements. But this form of advocacy is no less specialized than the world of grants or contract bidding, as you need to be clear on what is required and what is exempt in your jurisdiction. For a more detailed discussion, as well as the various other nuanced applications of advocacy, please check out my two books on the topic, Advocacy Explained, and its practical accompaniment, Advocacy, the Companion Handbook. Both are available through Amazon and tons of local retailers globally. Both are published by Henley Point. You've been listening to Before, Behind, and Between, a podcast of Henley Point Productions. Visit stephenchristiansen.ca or henleypoint.ca for more information, as well as past episodes of this program. This podcast is available on all major platforms and podcast streaming apps, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Stitcher. I'm your host, Stephen Christiansen. Thanks for listening.
Podcast complete.